This is how we do it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 85 of The Run. That was the weirdest intro I think I've ever done. Hey, hello. Hi there, friend. Let's just keep this weird train rolling. Hi. Welcome to episode 85 of the Run, Selfie, Repeat podcast, where we talk about life with a side of running. My name is Kelly Roberts, and today on the podcast, I may be joking now, but I want to talk about something that hopefully fills you with as much rage as it fills me, rage and heartbreak and disappointment and frustration. I want to talk about the fact that women have been adding their voices to this movement that I really hope is the beginning of change. It's called Me Too. But before we talk Me Too, let's take a second just to give the quickest shout out to my favorite sponsor in the land, Squarespace, because they're the website hosting platform that made it possible for this not so tech savvy slash design savvy human to use her voice and be heard. If you have ever thought about using your voice, starting a business, a website, an e-commerce site, maybe you're looking to find a way to share your art or start a running blog, do it on Squarespace. It is the best website hosting platform out there. I say that because I've been using Squarespace for over 4 years. And now that I'm in the midst of a redesign, I talk to their customer service just about every day. We're all on first name basis, and they're quite frankly the best. And it's hard to find a company that you can say their customer service is great. It's very hard to find that. And Squarespace has it. I love Squarespace. I don't just say that because they sponsor this podcast. I say that because I willingly use it and love it. So take a chance on yourself. Make your next move. Use offer code Kelly on Squarespace. Do it. Take a chance on yourself. And then once you use offer code Kelly and save 10% on your new website, email me your new site so that I can tell everyone to go check you out. Yes. Offer code Kelly. Make your next move. Do it. Do it. Do it. All right. Awesome. Now, let's make a hard turn and talk about something that isn't awesome. Where do we even begin? I rarely run by myself after dark. It's a personal choice and one that infuriates the hell out of me, but it's something that I do because I don't feel safe running alone at nighttime or in the morning before the sun's up. I know lots of people who do it and lots of women who do it. I don't. And I hate that I don't. I hate that I can't, that I feel like I can't, but I don't. This week, in the aftershocks of the sexual predator, Harvey Weinstein's alleged sexual predator, I should say, of all that fallout, women have taken, they've gone on to social media to share their accounts of sexual harassment and assault using the hashtag MeToo. It's a movement that was started, I think what I read, close to a decade ago, and yet here we are in 2017 with just about every woman sharing their stories and firsthand experiences with how often harassment and assault happens. It's not okay. It's frustrating. It's disgusting. And it's insane that it happens as often as it does. You know, when I started the sports bra squad, I was very uncomfortable with how little I was doing to talk about women who felt unsafe running in their sports bras. And it's a decision I still feel bad about. And during Global Sports Bra Squad Day this year here in New York, one of my now friends from a different November Project tribe, a male, he asked the panel what he and other men could do to be allies to women, to be a force for the change that we all wanted to see. And he described an interaction he witnessed. I think he said he was on the bus. And he was feeling guilty about it because he didn't do anything to help a woman who was being harassed. And he was afraid that by stepping in or being confrontational that things would get worse. And it's something that he feels like he didn't make the right call. So I offered him this. I gave him two pieces of advice. First, I said I had seen a piece on BuzzFeed after Trump was elected that I think applies to this. It was a comic, and with some text, and it talked about what to do if you see someone harassing someone of color, in particular a Muslim. And they suggested trying to engage with whoever was being harassed, not the harasser, and ignore the person harassing completely. Introduce yourself to the victim, ask them about their day or what they do for a living, make small talk, ask them if it's okay if you hang out until they need to get out of the train or subway or bus or whatever it is you're on, wherever you are. Ask if you being there is okay and talking to them first and foremost, but make them feel supported by giving them the power to keep to themselves if they need to, but also to have you there as a friend and ally, someone to help them not feel alone. That way you don't engage or give power to the person who's being disrespectful, who is harassing someone else, and you essentially just take their power away and kill them with unity and kindness. And understandably, that's a hard decision to make and a hard thing to do. I ride the subway every single day, and I've found myself in some pretty uncomfortable or hairy situations. I mean, just this weekend, someone had a taser and was brandishing at patrons as he asked for money. And it was really scary and uncomfortable. And sometimes you just want to keep your head down. You just want to lay low and get the hell out of the situation that you're in, because you never know who has a gun or a weapon, because that's the country we live in. I get it. But being brave isn't always easy, and it's important that we all try to be there for one another when we can. Use your judgment, of course. No one is asking you to fight someone. Just try to defuse situations and support others with kindness whenever you can. And then the second piece of advice I gave was, I asked how often we were all having this conversation with men and women in our lives. How often do we talk about honking at people on the run, or yelling out the window, or, you know, people who holler at women as they run by, right? It doesn't matter if they're saying, hey, sexy, or you go, girl. 9 times out of 10, it makes us feel unsafe. Just yesterday afternoon, I went out for a very easy 20-minute quick run, and some construction workers yelled something at me when I ran by, and I had my headphones in and I didn't catch it, but it made me feel unsafe and disrespected. And after seeing all the Me Too stories from that day, I felt emboldened. So I went back and I took my headphones out, and I wasn't confrontational at all. Like, I wasn't coming at them like, hey, which totally was a surprise to me, because honestly, I just wanted to just shake them and be like, why? Why do you keep doing this? But I didn't. I totally kept my cool. And I said, hey guys, I didn't catch what you just said to me because I have my music in, but I heard you yell something at me. What'd you say? Can I be honest with you? When you do that, it makes me feel unsafe. And they were stunned, which stunned me. And honestly, they were kind of they weren't completely apologetic. They weren't like, we're so sorry, we didn't mean to disrespect you, if only. But they were pretty like, oh, we were just trying to, you know, tell you right on. And I was like, oh, well, that's not how you made me feel. I tried to explain to them why they made me feel unsafe. And I told them that I appreciated their enthusiasm and support, but when a woman is running alone, chances are she doesn't want your attention. And we went on our ways. I know it isn't always the case that you're going to be met with someone who is kind, but that's what I got this one time. And that's why it's important that we talk about this with our friends, our dads and moms, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents, everyone. Sharing our stories about harassment or sexual assault or the stories of the women you know, it has power. In talking with our people, our tribes, our families, our chosen families about, you know, what we experience and see, what is and isn't appropriate, that's just a conversation that needs to happen. It's not something that we should assume we all understand, because clearly it's not. And I get it. Like, I think I'm giving very simple suggestions to an extremely complicated and difficult discussion, but we need to be having more conversations about it. And we need to be having these conversations over and over and over again, because too often we stay silent and try to forget that these things ever happened to us, whether they're assault or harassment. Because I think a lot of people use this excuse that that's just the way things are, and that isn't
true. It's not. This is not the way things are, and that's not the way things should be. It's not going to be tolerated. There's a really great meme making its rounds online. It says, boys will be boys, and then it has boys crossed out. And underneath that, it says, will be held accountable for their actions, written below. And that's exactly what's happening. If you are a victim of assault or harassment, know that your voice matters and that you can and will get help and that you're not alone. I've been trying to find out who has the answers to what we do now that Me Too has happened and what to do next. I've added books like Professor Lee Gilmore's Why We Doubt What Women Say About Their Lives to my reading list. It's a good place to start. I'm trying to figure it out. And I think the thing that I've noticed is that, not noticed, this is true, the laws and legislation protect men and people with power. It's the same thing that happens to domestic abuse victims, to women. We don't believe the women and victims who come forward, and that has to stop. So if a woman comes to you with her own account, listen to her, believe her, then talk to your people, talk about what harassment looks like. Even in the most innocuous accounts of it, speak up. Everyone needs to be speaking up. If someone winks at you and it makes you feel uncomfortable, tell them that. Go to HR. Do things that, like, don't sit back and just shake it off. Things have to stop, and they're not going to stop unless we start using our voices. We can't keep laughing off something inappropriate or keeping our head down and just trying to do our best. And I know that this is something that absolutely is complicated, and it is worse for people of color, women of color, and it feels like a huge, giant problem that is impossible to change, but we all need to start taking the harder road and enacting this change. Right? I'm tired of seeing these stories. I'm tired of experiencing it myself. It's not okay. Yes? Ugh, all right, let's end there. It's just, we should all as a country be pretty frustrated and angry that this is normal. All right, before I go, one last time, I just want to say thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this and for helping me find my voice. Squarespace, they sponsor this podcast, and they're incredibly easy to use templates. Made it so easy for me, someone who had nothing when I was first getting started, to build a blog and now a podcast, and now it's my full-time job. And now that I'm in the midst of this redesign of She Can and She Did, I can say that Squarespace's customer service is unparalleled. They help me every single day. Squarespace is the best. It's absolute best. If you're looking to make a blog, do it on Squarespace. If you're looking to start a website, do it on Squarespace. Use offer code Kelly, save 10% on your purchase of personal domain address and website, and then take that leap of faith and make your next move. Yes, believe in yourself. Find your voice. Use it. All right, that's all for now. Thank you for listening. Go out there and kick ass and take names.